Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hey, it's Stu. If you like this podcast, and you should, because it's the biggest podcast in the world. It's bigger than Oprah. Have you done anything in your life that's bigger than Oprah? I mean, anyone? Anyone? I'll wait all day. Stanzik?
No.
Anyone else? All right. Good. Please subscribe, rate, 5 stars only. Leave a review and tell your friends. Before we get to today's episode, it's a doozy. Kenny Chesney's going to join us. I want to tell you about another phenomenal ESPN podcast, Marty Smith's America. This week, Marty will either talk to Reese Davis, me, or no one. What? Stasic, what's this mean?
I believe you've been invited to be on Marty Smith's America.
Oh, I need to get back to them on that. So it's either me, Reese Davis, or nobody?
That's correct.
Well, what if I say no and Reese says no? So it's nobody?
That is nobody.
What do you think I do here?
I don't think you respond.
Well, what if Reese doesn't respond?
Then it's nobody.
You could download and subscribe to Marty Smith's America, wherever you get your podcast. Stupidity! All right, let's take a minute for ZipRecruiter. We appreciate everything they do for this podcast. We really do. They're fantastic. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. And growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. Stanza, get her on.
Working on it.
But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And by using ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones than find the right one. In fact, after posting her job on ZipRecruiter, Gretchen said she was honestly surprised she found qualified applicants so quickly and hired a new game artist in less than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. How about that? With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
All right, welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. We're bigger than Oprah. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. We are about to have Kenny Chesney on, Stanzik. This is very, very exciting. In fact, I would dare say, the biggest celebrity, biggest star we've ever had on Stupidity, right?
Honestly, I don't think anyone's even close. I think he's the runaway winner, most famous.
I mean, this is a massive star. Listen, we don't set out, when you and I set out to do this podcast, it was not predicated on having big names, big stars on. It was really predicated on having Mikey C.
And Abby.
And Abby, right. And then she bailed after we had another Kenny on, Kenny G.
Kenny G, yes.
He serenaded her, and that was the last episode. Abby went out on top.
You know? At least she got something out of this.
Right. I mean, she was serenaded by Kenny G's sax. What?
What happened there?
Keep it in.
All right.
And get Kenny G on the podcast.
We should.
Because he's never really been on the podcast. He just came on, he serenaded Abby, and then he got the hell out of here. You know?
Are the two most famous people that have been on this podcast both Kennys?
Kenny G and Kenny Chesney. And we're about to have Kenny Chesney on. Yeah, I think.
There's not a lot of Kennys out there.
Top 10 Kennys right now. Let's go.
All right. Kenny G. Kenny Loggins is another singer.
Kenny Loggins is a great singer. He is in there. Kenny Rogers has to be in there.
like old school country Kenny Rogers, not the left-handed pitcher that I remember as being a member of the Rangers.
No, but get him on. Okay. And get the other Kenny Rogers on. I can get Kenny Rogers on if you want, by the way.
The singer.
The singer. I know him.
Really?
Don't ask questions. I know him. Okay.
All right. Then our top three most famous guests would all be Kenny's.
Let's go for this.
Our corner is all Kenny's. Are we accepting people named Ken, or do they have to be a Kenny?
I don't know. It's a good question. Like, I would, like, so, like, if we were doing a top 10 most famous Kennys, I would put Ken Jennings in there.
Jeopardy, Ken Jennings. You're pulling at my heartstrings here. I think he's clearly just a Ken.
Because if he's not Kenny Jennings, it wouldn't work, right? He never would have made Jeopardy.
No.
Like he'd be dumb.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And if Kenny Rogers was Ken Rogers, it wouldn't work.
That's right. Right. Yeah. I think we got to go all Kennys then.
All right. So, Kenny Lofton.
Oh, Kenny Lofton.
You like that?
Yes.
Played, multiple sports, but baseball. He played baseball for the Indians, was very, very good. Did you know he played, he was a point guard at Arizona? Basketball.
Really?
Yeah, Kenny Lofton was.
Wow, I thought you were confusing him with Brian Jordan for a second there.
No. Kenny Lofton was he definitely played college hoop at University of Arizona, I'm telling you.
That's impressive. That's a good Kenny.
I hope so. I just put it out there. Lofton attended the University of Arizona on a basketball scholarship. Wildcats made it to the Final Four in 1988.
No way.
Yeah, he did not join the school's baseball team until his junior season. So he actually went there as a basketball star. Did not join the baseball team until his junior year, and then had a very good baseball career. Very good.
Yes, really good. He was excellent.
He was a 300 career hit. He's a borderline Hall of Famer, Kenny Lofton.
Yeah. He robbed a great home run. Like the quintessential Kenny Lofton highlight is him robbing a home run.
Yeah, I'm being serious here. For people who don't know, he had a career average of 300. He had 2,500 hits. Like, that's a borderline Hall of Famer right there. All right, so he's in there. Kenny Lofton, right?
Kenny the Jet Smith.
Oh, that's good. Get him on, by the way.
TNT, we should. Well,
they have a documentary coming out on that pregame show, and I want to get as many guys on as possible. You would agree the only two pregame shows they'll ever make documentaries on are that one. They are deserving, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do one on a pregame show, that's the one.
The other one is College Game Day, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what third place would be.
CBS, the original CBS NFL pregame show with Musburger, Jimmy the Greek. It was so ahead of its time. They would have made the movie by now if they were going to do it, but I think that would be the third one, you know?
Yeah, a little before my time. I think Francesa helped out on that show, right? Wasn't he like a handicapper of some kind?
I think he was an intern, but if you ask him, he hosted. And he's responsible for all of it.
Of course.
Where's Francesa these days?
I don't know.
Get him on.
Kenny Mayne.
Wow, Kenny Mayne. Get him on. We haven't had Kenny on.
Kenny Mayne, yeah, we should. That's our other corner is just sports center anchors.
Of the Kennys we named here, Kenny Rogers, Kenny Loggins, Kenny Lofton, do we want all of them on?
Why not?
All right, get them all on. Do we want to get Brian Kenny on?
Brian
Kenny.
Went
last name. You like
oh
that?
Oh my
huh?
goodness. Yes.
I eat.
Yeah. Brian Kenny's awesome.
You produced the show at one point, didn't you?
In some ways. I was his producer. I was his board op. It was like early days here at ESPN Radio. And he was so strange. I guess is the polite way to put it. I love the guy. But when he was hosting his show, I was the board op. I had to stand up so that he could be looking directly in my eyes and doing his show. It wasn't enough to just like have a microphone and project out to the masses. He had to be doing a show at somebody, and that somebody was me, and it was a weird feeling.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I mean, Cowherd kind of did similar things.
Get him on, too.
Working on it.
All right. Wait, Brian Kenny did that? That's weird.
Yeah.
And what if you didn't look at him? Like, what?
I think he just felt uncomfortable.
Like, and he would demand that you look at him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what would happen if I was like, no, I'm going to sit. I wasn't that rebellious.
Get him on. I am telling you right now, I want him on this podcast. I only want to talk to him about why he demanded that you look at him while he was hosting a radio show where he had the entire world was looking at him. Like, what is the matter with it? He's very good, by the way.
He used to do the 6 o'clock Sports Center and right. then walk over and do 8 to 10 on ESPN Radio.
With his eyes closed.
Yes. I mean. Well, staring into my eyes.
With his eyes wide open.
Right.
But my larger point is all of this is very easy for Kenny because Brian Kenny is very good at this standing.
Yes.
Like he's a hot take master.
Loves his baseball, loves his boxing.
Yeah, get him on. Okay. Who else? Kenny Anderson?
Wow, yes. Yes.
Mark Bishop Malloy. How about
that? Yeah. One of the best ever point guards from New York City.
It is so weird, the thing. I can't remember yesterday, but I can remember Kenny Anderson.
And where he went to high school.
Mark Bishop Malloy in New York City.
Strange.
It's so fucking stupid. You want Kenny Anderson on? I know him.
Okay.
I'm not even joking. I never know if to believe you or not.
Never.
I have Kenny Anderson's number in my fucking phone right now. You want him on?
Let's call him.
Be weird.
Yes. It'd be very weird.
It's been a while. Any other Kennys we're leaving out here? Kenny Powers.
Oh, HBO. We're doing fictional?
Yeah, I guess.
There's Kenny from South Park.
That's a good one. We're doing fictional now.
Yeah.
Here we go. So Ken Jennings not in there. Okay?
No.
All right. Kenny Chesney is certainly at the top of the list of most famous Kennys of all time, right?
Yeah, Hammer Kenny Rogers, probably, right?
Are you excited for this?
Yeah, very much so.
Are you wondering why the hell we're having Kenny Chesney on?
Yes, very much so.
So I'm wondering how the hell we got Kenny Chesney on.
I'll tell you how.
He was on Radio Row Super Bowl week. He was supposed to do a half hour. He could only do 15 minutes. He felt so bad. This is how down to earth this guy is, Stanzik. He asked for our numbers, me and Dan. And he texted us apologizing that he couldn't do the full 30 minutes, and he said he'd make it up to us. And I immediately, you know me, I got out of the group text and texted him personally, and I said, Kenny, you can make it up to me by doing stupidity, and he said, done. So we're going to have him on today?
I'll tell you what, that's your move. Like, let me get your number so I can apologize.
Yeah.
He pulled a U on you, and it worked.
And he regrets it.
Yes.
Let's talk to Kenny Chesney. Stupidity! Kenny Chesney with us here on Stupidity. New single comes out on Friday, Here and Now, Friday, February 21st. Also, there's a tour coming up, and we'll get to that in just a second. Kenny, nice enough to join us. And I started like, listen, you came on with us during Super Bowl week. You were supposed to do two segments. You only did one. You bailed on us, but you are such a nice, down-to-earth guy that you asked someone for my number or for Lebatard's number, and you texted both of us an apology, which was very, very nice. Dan still hasn't responded to you, by the way, and I haven't stopped responding to you. Do you regret sending that text?
Not at all. No, I felt terrible because I, you know what, you may not believe this or not, but I do watch your guys' show a lot. You know, when you're on the bus, like, you know everything there is to know about the news and everything there is to know about sports when you live on the bus, because that's all I watch. And so I watch your guys' show a lot, so I was genuinely excited to come on, and I thought I was going to be there a lot longer too, but I don't know how to tell you this, but they pulled me to go do Jenny McCarthy's show.
Who did that?
So I felt terrible, so I just wanted to, you know, I'm glad we're doing this, because I wanted to sit there and talk a lot longer.
If Kenny Chesney isn't making music or performing, the thing he enjoys doing the most is blank.
The thing I'm doing the most, I'm like a, when you're a creative person, as you guys know, it's like a constant annoyance.
Right.
You know, you're never really off. And so being creative is a huge part of my life. But when I'm not on the road and when I'm not touring and when I'm not in the studio creating, you know, I'm a huge sports fan. I mean, I my father was a baseball coach and a basketball coach. I grew up in an area in East Tennessee where football was everything. And so usually every year we end our tour at the end of August, and it's right when football season starts. So I go to a lot of football games. I'm consumed by sports, and it's always been something that's been a huge part of my life.
Are you a fan of any particular team?
Well, you know, I grew up in Knoxville, so, you know, Tennessee football, it was everything to us. And now that I'm older and you know, traveled around everywhere, I never had a pro allegiance to anything or anybody because we didn't have pro teams. We didn't have the NBA.
Right.
We didn't have Major League Baseball or the NFL. And I still don't know the rules to hockey. I don't know what they're doing up there. So, you know,
right.
I've heard the term icing, but I have no idea what it means. You know,
I work for ESPN, and I have no idea what it means, Kenny.
Yeah. But, you know, I like Sean Payton is a dear friend of mine. And so when he got the head coaching job for the Saints, I bought a suite in the Superdome, and it was a way for me to reconnect with my dad. So I'd take all my buddies and all of his buddies, and we would go down to New Orleans. But after two or three years of going to New Orleans every weekend, I mean, that wore us out.
I'm sure. Oh, my God.
We had way too much fun.
I can't even imagine. Stanzik, why don't you go ahead and drop on Kenny Chesney what you just texted me? Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Kenny,
right?
The question was, are you a fan of any sports teams? And halfway through, you dropped Sean Payton's name out there. Sounds like you're a Saints fan.
that's not what he texted me. He said, nice name drop. Pick it up.
In baseball, when I was a child, remember, like, they had this, we didn't have ESPN where I grew up. It didn't exist when I was a child, you know.
Right.
So I remember every Saturday waiting because they would have this show, This Week in Baseball with Joe Garagiola.
Oh, I loved
and
it.
I absolutely loved it.
Yes.
And it made me, just love the Boston Red Sox because they had a lot of stuff with the Red Sox on there. And when I was a child, I mean, there was Fred Lynn and there was all these great players, you know, that play with the Red Sox. And for some reason or another, they were on every Saturday in East Tennessee. So I became a huge fan of the Boston Red Sox.
That is fun.
And so I follow them. I have no idea why they, I don't know any of the business part of it, but I have no idea why they traded Mookie Betts. I have no idea.
You're very upset about it. I'm going to give you a chance to give a baseball hot take coming up at the end of this. I promise you. Like,
okay.
Everything going on with the Astros and sign stealing, but Twib notes,
man. There's a lot to talk about.
But you just brought me back to my childhood. Twib notes, man. Like, that, this week in baseball was the best, Kenny. Twib notes, man, my favorite thing. All right, if Kenny Chesney wasn't a massive country music star, he would be doing blank.
I would probably be, I don't know, a dive boat captain in the island somewhere.
Really?
Maybe. Like a charter boat captain. You know, I love the water. I love being on a boat. I love being on the ocean. It's it's just my soul. It's my second love. You know, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, it would be something like that. It would be something around the water.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Listen, I'm glad the music thing worked out for you because it doesn't seem like you had a plan. New single coming out here and now, Friday, February 21st. Upcoming tour as well. And again, we'll discuss that with him in just a second here. The person Kenny Chesney hasn't worked with that he most wants to work with is blank.
Oh, wow.
Tough one, huh?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of my heroes, but I could tell you that probably Bruce.
Wow.
I've always been really drawn to the people that wrote their own songs and then went out on stage and was the consummate performer. And Bruce set the bar for a lot of us.
Yeah, you love to perform. Like, that's why you have the earpiece, right? Because you get so far away from your crew that you need to have that earpiece in to communicate, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, I think that it would be if I would love to write a song with him one day. You know, I would just to sit in a room and create something. That would be something that I would truly love to do.
That would be very, I've noticed because I follow you on Spotify and you have all these playlists. Like, you are a fan, not just of country music, but of all types. You like the Grateful Dead, Kenny.
Oh, I know. I love. I mean, my brain when I it just goes crazy. You know, I can't listen to just one thing. Like if you could open up my laptop and you could, you know, now we have all kinds of streaming services to listen to music that's nonstop. But before the streaming services, I had so much music on my iTunes and on my computer that I could hit play, and it wouldn't repeat a song for almost a month.
Hmm.
So it's like I listen to everything. I listen to hip hop. I listen to you name it. I great songs are great songs.
New single coming out here and now, Friday, February 21st. Also, the upcoming tour. One of the nicest people. In fact, Stanzik, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is the nicest guest we've ever had on, no?
It has to be. Kenny, how are you so nice? It sounds like it'd be tiring to always be on and always be so kind to people.
Oh, I can be my sweet self when I want.
Oh, your sweet? Oh, sweet self. Don't get on Kenny's bad side.
It's early.
I want the song that Kenny Chesney, not a Kenny Chesney song, a non-Kenny Chesney song that he will sing out loud in his car every time it comes on the radio.
I would say The Joker by Steve Miller. I absolutely love it.
It's a great song.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, I'm a sinner. Every time I hear that song, I don't care if I'm in my car, on the boat, or in an elevator, or in walking down the street in New York, whatever it is. It makes me happy.
Kenny Chesney's favorite, you make me happy. Kenny Chesney's favorite TV show is blank.
My favorite TV show. Well, I'm not just saying this, but this is something that I watch religiously every day. And because I do, to get ready to go on tour, it's something I'm doing right now. Like, I do, like, rounds of Heat and Ice. I do it 30, like, 15 minutes in the sauna, and I'll do 3 minutes in an ice tub. I do, like, 3 or 4 rounds of that. It's really hard. But I have, on ESPN, my favorite show to watch in the afternoon is Pardon the Interruption, because I love the way those guys call someone their boy.
Right.
You know, like, yes. Like, I just love it. And that you could tell that each one of those guys hate it.
Right.
But they, so I like that. You know, now with Netflix and everything, I think I've seen almost everything there is to watch, because I'm constantly asking people for new things to watch, you know, and I don't know.
But PTI, you like Wilbon and Kornheiser. That's what you like. You like the chemistry.
I think I like it when they say, you know, your boy, right, whoever it is.
Yes, yes.
I love it. Well, you never know when it's coming.
Right. Stanley, what are you laughing at? Because, no, what Kenny likes is they're breaking chops. They're two friends who are clearly breaking each other's balls, Stanley.
No,
I'm laughing.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, Kenny, if they were talking about Stu Gatz, it'd be Tony telling Wilbon that Stu Gatz is his boy, because there's
exactly
a bit
right
of a feud between Stu Gatz and Wilbon.
I ain't Wilbon's boy, that's for sure. The guitarist you envy the most is blank, Kenny, the guitarist.
Oh, wow.
Like, if there's a guy that he's, like, you're just watching him. Listen, you're a pros, but you're great at it, right? You taught yourself how to play the guitar.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, Joe Walsh. Where does Mayer rank for you on that list? Is it close?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah. But if you're asking my favorite,
mm-hmm,
you know, I say that in all honesty, because I've got 3 really great guitar players on the road with me, and I'm probably, I mean, it's really good to know your strengths and your weaknesses in anything that you do. And I'm probably the worst guitar player that's got a record deal on the planet. But that's why I have my guys, you know. So when I see guys like John Mayer, and I, like, when I listen to Joe or see him play, it's like the most I'm so jealous, you
right
know. It's just unbelievable.
But you have your guys. New single coming out here and now, Friday, February 21st, tour as well. Celebrity who was the most in awe of meeting you was blank.
The most in awe of meeting me?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you have, like, an awkward celebrity encounter? Let me try it this way. Were you in awe? All the people you've met, was there someone you were in awe of? Like, I cannot believe I've arrived at a place where I am meeting blank.
There was a couple. Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, like, I met, and these were all sports guys. It's crazy, you know, right, because I met Larry Bird, and I thought, oh, my God. Like, I was like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just, it's like, he came to a show, you know. It was like, it's crazy. Like, I looked at my road manager and I went, Larry Bird's at a show. Like, wow.
Nuts. Backstage? I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
Wow.
The Birdman. Was he backstage, though, or what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We were playing in Indianapolis at the Colts football stadium, and he just shows up. It was great.
How many shows has Peyton been to?
Oh, a lot. Peyton came to a lot. Peyton's come to a lot of shows.
Peyton Manning.
A lot.
Not Sean Peyton.
Yeah,
Peyton Manning.
Well, Peyton Manning used to, when Peyton first got into the NFL, this was way before social media, and it was way before, you know, every time you walked out of your house, if you were in the public eye at all, you know, you didn't have to walk on eggshells every day back then.
Right.
So Peyton would literally, he would come out on the road with us, because I first met Peyton when he was a junior at the University of Tennessee. So when he got into the NFL, my life kind of changed on the road, and we started playing in a lot bigger places and were a lot busier, and Peyton would come out and ride with us for 3 or 4 days, and I would literally give him a guitar, and he would put on a hat and go up there on stage with us and pretend to play as part of the band. And nobody knew who he was until I introduced him. And then everybody was going, oh, wow, it's Peyton Manning, but part of the band. But today he couldn't do that. You know, everybody would have their phones up, you know, documenting every second. But it was in the middle of the summer, and he goes, I gotta go find a place to throw. You know, because he was, you know, before training camp, but he wanted to throw. And I said, well,
right.
I said, let's just go to a high school field. I'll go with you, because I was really training hard to get in shape. And I said, let's go find a high school field, and I'll just run a bunch of routes, and you can throw to me. And he goes, that ain't going to work. I said, why not? He goes, because when I get back to training camp and I'm throwing to Marvin Harrison, I'm going to be throwing at his knees all day.
He didn't have a Wes Welker or someone like that back then.
That's right. That's a true story.
Brady would have been fine throwing to you. That's all he thrown to his entire life. Right. Edelman and Welker.
There's a difference between me and Welker. He can run like a deer and jump over my bus.
That's a good point. Kenny Chesney with us. What are you happier to have, a liquor line or a serious channel? Kenny, you are the fucking man. I'd rather have the liquor, by the way.
Well, yeah, probably. But no, I love No Shoes Radio, my SiriusXM channel. We get to play a lot of different music, and I've got all my buddies on there talking, and it's really interesting, you know, because we can go and talk to people, and they know I have no other agenda, you know, and it's going to live where it lives, and I'll edit it so they can almost say anything they want to say.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. Just like here. By the way.
They've had a few cocktails. It's really fun to get all that audio, you know.
Stan's like, you were laughing. That's exactly what Subodity
is. Now we're talking. That's right.
Kenny, say whatever you want. We may or may not edit it out.
Keep it in.
Keep it in, Stanzik. Oh, my God. And Kenny, I feel a friendship coming on here. I'm going to start asking you for favors, just so you know. Okay?
He's not kidding.
I'm just letting you know in a bit. All right, quick game we came up with here. We'll get you out of here again. New single, Here and Now, Friday, February 21st. The tour as well. Obviously, you'll promote those before you leave. And I want a hot take on baseball and everything going on with Major League Baseball. But a quick game we came up with, Kenny, before we get you out of here. It's called Chesney, Church, or McGraw. Okay?
Okay. Sounds like he likes it.
All right, so McGraw. I mean, those two are your best friends, Church and McGraw.
I've known Tim a long time, and I've known Eric. Eric toured with me for a couple of years, like in 2012, 13, 15 ish, like that. So I know Eric. I respect the hell out of Eric Church, and he's a really great friend of mine.
All right, so we'll fly through these. Who would win a 100-meter sprint, Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
I would.
You had a boy.
Of course.
Boy, Kenny.
You caught passes.
Come on.
For Baton. I mean, of course you would. All right, who's the best songwriter, Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
Church.
Wow, McGraw going to be pissed. I mean, he
might be. Safe answer with yourself there, Kenny. Come on.
No, I like that he gave that answer. Who's shirtless the most, Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
McGraw.
Who should be shirtless the most, Chesney?
Right. Well, McGraw's in pretty good shape, man. Yeah. That guy, I tell you, yeah. Tim and I are the same age. And, my goodness, and that guy, he could play any professional sport right now. He's in such good shape. It's crazy.
Who's the best dresser, has the best style, Chesney, Church, McGraw?
McGraw.
You have those legacy hats, though, man. You got me. You sold Kenny. I am telling you right now, I become friends with all the folks at Legacy Hats because of you, because I called them up. And I flexed my ESPN muscle, and I said, I saw Kenny on Mike and Mike wearing this hat, a trucker hat. Now I have 35 of them. I mean, they're my favorite hats ever, Kenny.
That's awesome.
But you love those things, right? Like, they're the best-fitting hats ever.
Well, I've got a small head, so anything that's kind of tall on my head, it's like it doesn't. Yeah. I look crazy in them.
All right, who would chug a beer the fastest, or a margarita? Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
Well, Tim doesn't drink anymore.
Okay.
So
bad question.
I've it would be close between me and Eric. I mean, close.
All right.
I would probably win it, but I don't know if I don't know who would win best out of five. I'm not sure.
Extend the series out. It gets a little bit more.
Let's
different.
Get him on and do it.
Yes. Okay. We try that one time. See, and now the stands is asking for favors. See what happens?
I'll be at the Super Bowl in Tampa next year. Right, yeah,
done,
we'll do that.
Done. Who would win a game of Wheel of Fortune? Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
Probably me.
All right.
Maybe Tim. But I would say me.
All right. Let's say there's one table left at a restaurant in Nashville. One table left. All three of you walk in at the same time, but you don't want to eat with each other. Who gets the table? Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
I would say
you.
Probably me.
Yeah.
But McGraw would probably say probably him.
Church would probably say Church, right?
Church would probably say
Who scored the highest on their SATs, Chesney, Church, or McGraw?
Well, I know it wasn't me. Like, I was a terrible student. But probably Eric.
Final one for you. We'll get baseball hot take, promote the song of the tour. We'll get you out of here again. Here and Now, a new single comes out. Friday, February 21st. If the three of you are at a wedding, Kenny, who'd spend the most time on the dance floor? You, Church, or McGraw?
Me.
Most time at the bar?
Probably me.
Who'd give the best speech?
Probably Eric.
Okay, I was figuring you, hammered, going to the dance floor and then delivering a great speech.
I would really speak from the heart if I had to give the speech after all that.
All right. All right. That's funny. Kenny Chesney with us. Before we get you out of here, you're a monster sports fan, obviously. Big ESPN fan, big baseball fan. I would say after music, baseball is probably your passion. So your thoughts here, hot take, be a sports radio host. Give us your thoughts here on the cheating scandal, the commissioner's handling of the scandal, and the player's reaction to all of it.
I just think, obviously, it's very unfortunate, you know, but you know what's crazy? Like when I played baseball in high school, like I remember even being in high school, and you know, we'd get somebody on second base, and they would try to look at the catcher and see what they were doing, you know, to see what the sign was, you know, because it wasn't like it was cheating. It was just like seeing if we could figure it out what they were doing. So I just think it's just an elevated version of that, and I think we're all a little naive to think that. A slice of it isn't going on a little bit everywhere,
right?
You know, but
it seems like the players are mad because the Astros figured out a way to do it better. Like, that's it, you know.
Well, and it's not good. It's not it's not good on any level. But I mean, the commissioner's hands were kind of tied because of the players' union, and then the same players are standing up going, "Well, these people should be reprimanded," but not at the cost that it, you know, it's just a really strange situation. And when, I don't know, I it's very unfortunate. I think it's, this one is probably, I don't know if this is worse than the steroid scandal, but I mean, I've played a lot of baseball and a lot of sports. And I sure wish I knew when somebody was coming with a changeup, you know?
Absolutely.
But so I don't know. I just think it's very unfortunate. And I don't know what they should do. But it seems to be a story that's not going away.
But also dawned on me that your favorite team, the Red Sox, you grew up, I mean, they're right. affected by this, right? But you don't want that World Series trophy taken away. Get the hell out of here.
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't know what they're going to do. Who knows? But I just, at some point, everybody's just going to have to move on. And I know one thing. This is going to be a very hard year for that organization to go on the road and play, because they're just going to hear it all the time.
Yep.
And it's going to be really difficult, but in some sense they probably deserve it. But I still go back to, I'm talking with all my buddies when I'm working out, you know, in the gym every day, you know, and you just have to think that on some level everybody's trying to gain an advantage.
Yes.
You know, on some level. And I just feel like that the Astros weren't the only ones, but I think this has definitely changed, you know, and I don't know what the commissioner is supposed to do, you know, because he seems to be in a pretty tight spot.
Yeah, listen, Kenny, I'm upset because the Mets hired Carlos Beltran, and I was a month away from cheating my ass off and hopefully winning a World Series. I mean, that's very upsetting to me. All right, so tell us, you got the new song coming out here and now, Friday, February 21st. Tell the audience about it.
Well, it's just a rockin', fun, summertime rock and roll song. You know, it's about living life in the moment. And, you know, one thing that I struggle with the most is living in the here and the now, like living in the moment, because doing what I do, you constantly plan for something else. You're constantly living 2 or 3 months in front of you. And so this song was written about trying to move past that and just try to live in the moment and tell people you love them and enjoy today, because, you know, as we've seen in the last month or two, you know, with what happened in California with Kobe, I mean, like, you never know. You never know. And that really bothered me. And it's crazy to feel lost when you don't know someone. But I think a lot of people felt real lost with what happened with all of that, you know. And that's what this song is, just kind of a reminder, just to, you try to live as much in the moment as you possibly can, which is kind of what we sell when we go out there on the road every year. I mean, it's just try to live in the moment and tell people you love them as much as you possibly can.
That's well said. Stanzik, I got, according to the website, and this is great, here and now is 2 minutes and 51 seconds of pulsating attitude adjustment. Stanzik, that's how he describes it.
I know.
I
am interested.
A lot of guitars, a lot of melody, and it's just edgy, and this is what I love to do live. You know, I can't wait to get this song out there. And we start in a couple months. We start at the Cowboys Football Stadium April the 18th.
Yep.
And then we work our way through America, and we I'd say for the last 10, 12 years, we've ended the tour every year with two nights at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. And that's what we're going to do this year.
That's
so
awesome.
It's going to be a rocking summer. So you boys will have to come see it. You have to come see the circus.
I am, if I'm backstage and on stage with you, then I will be there. Me, you, Larry Bird. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, expect some texts and emails, Kenny. They are coming.
And maybe Peyton. Yeah, expect some texts coming.
I mean, we don't know how you do this, though.
Manning as a guitar player, you know, who knows?
Stu Gatz on the drums?
I'll just be your hype guy, Kenny. That's it. I'll be your hype man. I'm going to be a hype man, okay? Not that you need it, really.
100%.
Stanzik, you had a question about the name of the tour, did you not?
I did, Kenny. I mean, 39 shows. I don't know how you do it, but the Chillaxification Tour. Who came up with that name?
Yeah. Well, it was a line in a previous song, but I was thinking about our audience and thinking about what we do up there, and I said, you know what? Like, that would be a good, like, drug for whatever ails you. I always feel like that music is medicine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when people come to the show, you know, they can just have a good time or, you know, a couple of drinks, whatever, take a couple pills of Chillaxification and call me in the morning and tell me how you feel. So that's where that started. It just kind of stuck.
I love it. Kenny, this has been delightful, man. You listen, you're a grounded, great person, and you put up with me. You tolerate me.
Oh, thank you, man. I enjoyed it.
So check out the new single. Download it, buy it, here and now, Friday, February 21st. It comes out. New single, Here and Now, and, of course, the tour coming up in just a few months. Kenny, this has been absolutely delightful. I know you're busy. It's a busy time for you. We appreciate you giving us a half hour here. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, man. No problem. We'll do it again.
Stanzik, I'm swooning. I did this in the studio here, and I did it with, you know, I have the shipping container here. Chris Cody just gave me a nod of approval, like, yeah, that was pretty good. Billy is a little skeptical. Mike, I don't know. Mike's a big music fan. I'd be interested in his thoughts. Roy was bored to tears. Cody, that little nod you gave me was for what?
Well, I really enjoyed that, and I am going to his concert in May, and I'd like you to get me backstage.
Done.
Yeah, done. We're on, me, you, Larry Bird. Done. Stanzik, you in?
I'm in.
Okay. Billy?
Stanzik, can I share a story with you?
Oh, come on, man. There we go.
It is a podcast.
I mean, are you f***ing kidding me, man? All right, hold on. Everyone, kick up a day. Pull up a chair.
What?
Kick up your feet. It's going to take a half hour.
Everybody, carry on.
So, Stu Gatz obviously met Kenny Chesney at Radio Row during Super Bowl week, right?
That's correct.
And he wanted to be super chummy with Kenny Chesney. Right?
I feel like you're not saying his last name correctly, but yes.
Chesney? That's not
Chesney.
How you say it? Chesney.
You're throwing like a chess in there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds weird, but I'm with you.
Sorry.
That's a fine $2.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, so Stu Gatz wanted to become friends with Kenny, and he was looking for like any in to talk to Kenny, right? So he was supposed to be on two segments. The first segment ended, and we were having small talk for some reason. And somehow we got to talking about biting nails, right? And I'm a nail biter. Kenny's a nail biter. I think Dan is a nail biter, too, I've noticed, just from looking at his hands, right? So
just lately.
So Kenny shows us his nails. He's like, I've never been able to break this habit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, look, my nails are short, too, right? And Stu Gatz is like, this is my in to be friends with Kenny. So Stu Gatz is like, oh my God, I've been biting my nails my entire life, Kenny. I don't know what to do. I've tried all the, tried nail polish. I've tried this. And he's lying. He's like, look at these nails. And he puts his hand and his sausage finger and nails right in Kenny's face to show him how much of a nail biter he is. The guy looks like he just got a manicure. His nails were so long that he needed to cut them. He clearly has never bitten his nails once in his life, but didn't even think about the fact that this lie would unravel when he's showing how long his nails are. And it doesn't seem like Kenny noticed either, because they've become friends, apparently, when Stu Gatz was clearly lying about biting his nails.
The odd thing, you should have saw how long they were before I started biting them.
I mean, I'm stunned.
I'm a nail biter, man. I am.
You are not a nail biter. Show everybody your nails right
look,
now.
Look,
this doesn't work on a podcast.
Look, Roy, nail
they
biter?
They look gorgeous. They
Roy,
look fantastic.
Nail biter?
Now, yes.
Okay, but Roy, you've known me for a long time. I bite my nails. I mean, I do.
Yeah, you had your fingers in your mouth. Yeah,
but Billy is right. Listen, it was not a nail biting week for me. I was only doing it to get in with Kenny Chesney. And when Kenny was so busy, it's Super Bowl week, Billy. You were there. You didn't notice. You were thinking, with my nails? Right, it worked. I mean, we're best friends. Me, Larry Bird, Chris Cody, we're all going to a concert together. How about that?
Chesney. How do you say it?
Chesney.
So I make it more of like a Z. Chesney.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Mike, what do you think as the resident music snob?
Oh, man. That was such a terrific interview.
Thank you, Mike.
That was the best interview I've ever heard with Kenny Chesney done by Stu Gatz. And it was, I mean, the opportunity of a lifetime to sit here and experience that. Truly amazing.
And say hi to our Bryles for me.
I wasn't paying attention. I was editing some sound.
I noticed. Roy?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, go f*** yourself.
Oh, my God, why?
Humanity!